In an Australia of the near future, people called Hairies, long told of in ancient Indigenous Australian dreaming stories, are confined to a place called The Zone. That's the premise for Clever Man, the ABC's new series, which brings the first ever Aboriginal superhero to life in this story of family, identity, oppression, and the will to survive. The Wire's Sophie Comer spoke to Clever Man's creator and producer, Ryan Griffin, ahead of the premiere tonight.
The story is about two brothers coming in line to receive a gift, which is known as the Clever Man, which is a cultural rite of passage, if you will, of a man who is a conduit between the present and the dreaming. And one brother receives it over the other, and there's conflict between those two. It's also set in a world where dreaming creatures live amongst us and are branded as outcasts from society, and how the greater world deals with creatures of great strength and that live longer than us. It's about identity, I think, for me. It's learning about who you are and the right to stand for your beliefs.
Who was your first inspiration for Clever Man?
I started this concept probably about 5 years ago now, when my son was three, and we were playing Ninja Turtles. He was dressed up as one of the Ninja Turtles, and we were just fighting in the backyard. And from that sort of day on, I realised both him and I love superheroes, and I wanted to create an Aboriginal superhero that he could sort of look up to, or something that could give him strength and understand that it's okay to fight for who you are.
Who was involved in this production?
I pitched the early concept to Goldpost Pictures. Goldpost Pictures did the Sapphires. I pitched it to them when I was an intern and sort of grew from there. Later on in the project, we teamed up with Sundance TV, who are owned by AMC, an American broadcaster who came on board and helped us with the back end of the project as well.
How did you carry out research and consultation about language, stories and cultural sensitivities with different communities and their elders?
I firstly started with my own country, which is the Gamilaroi people. That's up near Tamworth, Gunnedah region. I wanted to start from my own heritage. So I reached out to first my father, and then getting to my nan and pop, and then going up there and reaching out to some uncles and aunties up there, and then getting to meet more and more of the elders, the custodians of the stories. We also had John Bell, one of the writers, his country is Bungjong. So we reached out to them as well. You know, like, we wanted to firstly start where our own people are from. That's a process of me going out there and meeting them and then discussing with them my aims, what I wanted to do, and tell them this is not your sort of standard Dreamtime story that we're doing. The project is inspired by dreaming stories and our culture, and wanting to do a spin and make sure that they knew that we were wanting to keep true to the culture but also bring a modern twist to it all.
Regarding the Hairy people, how do they provide a new and allegorical take on old Indigenous Australian stories?
The Hairy creatures is quite a universal creature throughout all of Australia's Aboriginal countries. And so for us, there are different versions of that creature. You know, they're friendly. Some people have them as mean and aggressive. Some are mischievous, just run around and steal stuff from your house. For us, it was something that we knew that most Aboriginal people could connect with. Every community that we went out to had their own Hairy creature story. So that was the first way in for us. But the number one thing was, once we got into the writing of the program, is we wanted to create a creature that wasn't human and that we could allow any minority to attach themselves to. You know, I didn't want to make a show that was about black and white issues. It was about how we treat the other. It was up to our audience to pick what other that would be, whether it be gay or straight issue or a refugee issue or a black white issue.
The international community has accused us of violating human rights. But these creatures are not human.
This only reaffirms this government's commitment to keep these subhumans within the zone.
It was just a universal fitting to have the Hairies in place for that role.
The Hairies are discriminated against quite a bit. How does the dystopian element come into play in this story? What role do the Hairy people play?
Our Hairies are the creatures who have made themselves present in Aboriginal dreaming stories. They've always been here. They've been here for over 60,000 years, and in our world, which is in the near future, they've decided to make themselves seen and present. And because often a lot of these stories are told that if you go out to the hills, you'll run into them. They're often only just seen, or you've got to look harder to really find them. But in our world, they are slightly treated in a way of a refugee, you know, they are, but a refugee in their own country. This is the major thing about it also. They are living in a place that we've called the zone within our show, and they've got to learn to survive in this modern world.
And would you say Clever Man is coming out at a particularly opportune time when there's a lot of dialogue around immigration and refugees?
Yeah, it was quite interesting. Like I said, you know, we've been doing this for almost 6 years now. At first, I was just using early colonisation and the treatment of Aboriginal people then as a format to tell the hairy stories. And then the more that we sort of delved into that, we were up to the third or fourth script episode, and we were sending each other news articles of news from around the world and also at home about refugees and the treatment of them. And it became just like art imitating life and vice versa. It was quite surreal, and I think it's great that a show like this is getting a universal play, shine a light on what's happening around the world and hold a mirror up to it, if you will.
Do you think it will make a big impact when it premieres very soon?
I really hope so. I think it's been getting a really good response from overseas and as well at home, where we are putting the oldest culture in the world into a modern setting and creating a superhero around. And I think that's something that's very unique. There has been Aboriginal superheroes out there that are done in the Marvel and DC universes, but this one here is rooted deeply in culture, and I think that's what makes it so important.
You know, you don't choose to be the Clever Man.
I know. You get chosen.
Ryan Griffin, Clever Man's creator and producer, speaking with The Wire's Sophie Comer.